This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
This is one of the days Lansing retailers wait for all year long. Black Friday, which in effect kicks off the holiday shopping season. WILS's Bill Thompson has more.
Admittedly, the day after Thanksgiving has lost some of its luster in recent years, as retailers have begun starting earlier and earlier each year. But Jim Hallen, head of the Michigan Retailers Association, says the foot traffic today is still very critical to those retailers who need the sales revenue from the holiday period each year just to survive.
It can represent 40% of a retailer's sales just because the customer traffic is so high. Customer traffic is evened out over the years. So it may not be quite as critical as it used to be, but 40% is a huge number for a retailer. This is make it or break it time for a lot of people.
For WILS, I'm Bill Thompson.
Meanwhile, many of you got the jump on Black Friday shopping at midnight. 24 stores at the Meridian Mall, 9 at the Lansing Mall, and 5 at Eastwood Town Center all opened up at 12. The 18-year-old woman who was killed in an early morning car crash on I-96 on Thanksgiving has been identified as being from Missouri. Her two passengers received minor injuries after the SUV she was driving rolled several times in South Lansing. A grisly discovery on Thanksgiving in a Mason home yesterday, where police say a man and a woman were found dead of apparent gunshot wounds, their deaths being investigated as homicides. An MSU associate art professor is defending provocative photos of himself with former and current students. The controversial images show 65-year-old Danny Guthrie with men and women, and all in various stages of undress or naked. This MSU student says the school needs to enforce a prohibition it put on Guthrie's production of the pictures 3 years ago.
That has no place at Michigan State University. It's a shame that I'm paying money to go to this university and this guy's going to embarrass us like that. It's terrible.
Guthrie explained on his website that the images explore emotions that he has felt and are not meant to suggest a fantasy about a particular individual or situation. A top watchdog of campaign finance in Michigan is being accused by one Republican activist of not telling all when it comes to their own received donations. WILS's Tim Skubick reports.
The Michigan Campaign Finance Network bird dogs campaign contributions to politicians, while a consultant for the Michigan Republican Party, Stu Sandler, has recently accused the network of not disclosing where their money comes from. Cheap shot? Rich Robinson says yes.
Absolutely it is. I mean, I've never withheld information about where we get money. And anybody gets us or gives to us gets them exactly zero influence over the work of this organization.
So Stu was what?
Being a little league provocateur.
Robinson says his books are open. They'll continue to monitor where the politicians get their money from, however. Reporting from Lansing, I'm Tim Skubick.
Four Mid-Michigan high schools will be vying for state championships in football today and tomorrow at Ford Field in Detroit. Fowler plays Mendon at 10 this morning. Ithaca takes on Constantine later today. Meanwhile, Lansing Catholic and Pawama Westphalia play for the hardware tomorrow. For up-to-the-minute news, follow 1320 WILS on Twitter or at 1320WILS.com. That's your Lansing update. I'm Scott Holliday on 1320 WILS.